During one of these interrogations, she was asked how far she would go to resist recanting her Baha'i faith. She replied, "Even to my execution. I hope that God will be merciful to me and cause me to remain steadfast to the last breath of my life." That day she held my hands gleefully when she returned to our cell and said to me, "I have done well. Let them understand that not everybody is worthy of martyrdom. It is only through the blessing of Baha'u'llah that one becomes a martyr." Shirin, along with 9 other Baha'i women, was martyred after 6 months and 90 days of imprisonment. After their execution, Shirin's grandmother returned to the prison to claim her personal belongings. She was given only her watch, which was still working. Overcome with emotion, she burst into tears. An old man noticed her and tried to console her. He was the driver of the bus that had taken them all to the place of the execution. He told her, "They were all in such high spirits and sang so many songs together on the way that I thought they probably didn't know that they were being taken to be executed. I have never seen people in such high spirits." This has been a brief recollection of some of my memories about these dear ones. May the pure spirit assist us in our services to his blessed threshold. In closing, I would like to chant a prayer for you that Shirin loved it very much. And may I thank you for listening so patiently and urge you all to read the beautiful message that the Universal House of Justice has sent to you, the Baha'i youth of the world, about the meaning and wonder of this act of courage and valor. Thank you. Hovalapha, ای جان فشان یار بی نشان، هزار عارفان در جستجوی او، ولی محروم و محجور از روی او. اما تو یافتی، تو شناختی، تو نرد محبت باختی، و علم نفوذ و فلاح برافراختی و کار خود ساختی. طرفه کایتی و غریب بشارتی، آنان که جستند نیافتند، و آنان که نشستند یافتند. استغفر الله، جستجویشان جستجوی سیراب بود نه تشنگان، و طلبشان طلب عاقلان بود نه عاشقان. عاقلان خوش چین از سر لیلی قافلند، کین کرامت نیست جز مجنون خرمن سوز را. عاشق نشسته به از عقل متحرک و البها علیکنه.
Send your love to me and all along the line. every precious moment will be free.
As you know, in the Baha'i faith, Baha'u'llah says that joy and sorrow always come together. And he said we should not be grieved by the adversities of this life, because these adversities are indeed the manifest sign of hidden joys and bounties. And on many occasions, Baha'u'llah and Abdu'l-Bahá in their writings have referred to this. So we have been very fortunate to have with us here a Baha'i from Iran with magnificent voice. This is Ahdiyeh. And Mrs. Ahdiyeh is going to sing in Persian language one of the most joyful songs by Abdu'l-Bahá, A Cheshme to Roshan, which is a song that really gives, it's very difficult to translate the equivalent of it into English, except that it conveys a time when you are the most happy and the most joyous. So, this is that.
چشم تو روشن ای یار روحانی، این یوسف اسرار به بازار در آمد. ای چشم تو روشن، ای چشم تو روشن، ای چشم تو روشن، ای چشم تو
In order for us to fully respond to the message of the Universal House of Justice that was sent to this conference, we have decided that that message would be read every day. And I have asked one of the distinguished youth of Canada to read that message, Mr. Lloyd Gardner.
Could anyone loan me a pair of glasses that will see through tears? To the Baha'i Youth Conference in London, Ontario, we hail with joy and hope the ennobling purposes of your conference in London, Ontario. You are gathered at a moment which resounds with the significances and challenges posed by the world-shaking events enveloping the community of the greatest name in Baha'u'llah's native land. The outpouring grace providentially vouchsafed the onward march of our holy cause as a consequence of these events is clearly evident. Our hearts leap at the innumerable immediate opportunities for the further unfoldment of the order of Baha'u'llah, to which undoubtedly you can and will apply your abundant talent, your yes for action, and above all the enthusiasm of your devotion. Surely you will see that the heroic deeds of sacrifice on the part of your Iranian brethren are matched with corresponding efforts on your part in the vast fields of teaching and service lying open before you. The exhortations especially addressed to youth by our beloved Master and the galvanizing influence of the Guardian's guidance will echo even